You should know that there are beachheads of the prayer center all over the world. You have a family and family members that are just as sold out as you are. But I want you to know you have brethren that are just committed. They're right up to date with. If I went to their church, I could preach there the same as here, because they're right up to date with all of the messages. They're right along with us. Other places, just know God has got his, can I say, beachheads? So then when this revival breaks out, it's not just going to be here. It's going to start breaking out all around the world. I want to say this, because I do believe the mind of the Lord is that we minister to him in worship again tonight. Some things are happening with me. I believe they're probably, if we could sit down and talk, they're probably similar things. During one of the services in St. Thomas, you know, I'm reluctant to prophesy unless I really, really, really. I don't like going, yeah. You know, and so I had the mind of the Lord, and I was about to just say it in like talking, and he wasn't real pleased with that. To me, I turned like this. To me, he walked right in. I didn't see him. But it was so real. He walked right into my right. I went, what? Hello? But he was wanting to prophesy. He was wanting to say it better than I could say it. I've been having other things like that. We all know he's alive. We all know he's seated at the right hand of the Father. We all know we're born of his Spirit. All of us have Christ in us, the hope of glory. But he is a person. He is in a glorified body. And I've been having these little experiences. I believe they're going to intensify and become great experiences. But in my own times of prayer and worship at home, every now and then, it's kind of like what happened during that service. It's not the Jesus I've always... Well, it is. I don't want to say it like that. His presence came in a way that it's like you walking in the room. The reality of it was so much more than it has been before. I stumble over words. If the risen Lord in his glorified body walked into your room like he walked into the 11, walked right in there, can you imagine what that conversation would be like? He loves you. I'm going to talk about me and not you. I would think there are things that he would think that are in my life that he would think are just may not be sin. Maybe they are. I'll tell you, parentheses, the more I read these old timers from 100 years or 200 years ago, like Charles Finney, the Wesleys, I wonder if they could come and visit us today, I wonder if they would think we're even saved. Because there's just so much of the world in us yet. All right, back to this with Jesus. Even if he didn't find blatant sin, and I thank God my path isn't... 1 John narrowed my path. I hope it narrowed yours. I mean, it's still narrowing it. But he would... I believe if he walked in and, walked right in, he would say, all right, this isn't really sin. It's just a waste of time. It's got nothing to do with my kingdom. What are you thinking? I don't know if you'd say it that way. But, I mean, this, and I'm not trying to preach what he would say, but the reality of his presence is just coming. Better get ready. What's, buckle up, buttercup. When he comes now, it's going to be wonderful and glorious and scary. And change will happen that quick. I believe. Don't you think that? Don't you think it would change quick? Yeah, I hear you, Lord. Let me pray about that for about 10 years. No. I hear it's going to be just like Saul. You are Lord. What would you have me do? That? I'm doing it. We're coming into that season. Now, I want to just share two scriptures. This won't take long if you have your Bible or your phone. Psalms 27. Nearly all of the present, not all, many, many, many of the present day speakings that are coming forth where the Holy Ghost is speaking to us, you know, and I know so many of them right now, he's talking about spend time with me. And that means the word, that means prayer, that means worship, that means fasting. Spend time with me. If we had one word, it would be intimacy. Intimacy. And we're not going to have revival without him. We're not going to have a revival without intimate fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Because it's only the Holy Spirit who performs the miracles. And even when it comes to people getting saved, we've got to have the Holy Spirit working with our words to penetrate that hard shell of the flesh. Nobody can really get saved unless the Lord draw him. Anyway, so Psalms 27, just this verse, verse 8. When thou said, in other words, Lord, when you said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. All of these present day speakings, over and over, in many different ways and through many different vessels, he is saying, seek my face, not my hand, not my gifts, not my power. Seek my face. Isn't that what he's saying? Are we in that season? Let's do that. Let's do that. And then one other one is over in James. You can turn there if you want. And he's not, I mean, this James is really tough. And I don't read this like a rebuke. Even as narrow as our path has gotten, there's so many things that have gone out of my life. Still, I think, if he was to walk in, have a little discussion with old Gary, I believe that path would get a lot narrower real quick. There's still too much of the world. So this sounds, I don't think he's rebuking us as strong as this is, but the principle, seek my face. How would we do that? Well, that's just James, what did I say? James 4. Let's pick it up in verse 2 here. Okay, verse 1. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? You lust and have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you have not, because you ask not. But then he says, you ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lusts. And plain talk, there's still selfishness that has to die. There's still selfishness that has to die. Okay, verse 4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. How strong is that? In 1 John, when we went through there, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. These things are not even of the Father. Don't. And now we're going through the Sermon on the Mount. And he's so talking with us like we're in the military, in the kingdom of God. We're not of this world. We're here on temporary assignment. Don't get confused. Don't go after the things of the world. Give your life to the kingdom. It's Christ and him alone that we serve. So and verse 5, do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? That one, they got that time, they got it wrong the other way. That should be big S. He is talking about the Holy Spirit being jealous. What's he jealous of? I'm just talking about me and not you. He sees Gary having a relationship with the world that he's jealous of, because he wants Gary all for himself. Same with you. Doesn't want me flirting around. We're going to get back into worship, Lord. I promise. Hallelujah. But he wants that relationship. He wants all of us. Seek my face. That is his calling to the prayer center. Seek ye my face. Let's all say, Lord, your face I seek. Hallelujah. So then he says, but he giveth more grace. How many knows he's not run out of grace for you? He giveth more grace. Wherefore he says, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And here it is. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Let's say it another way. Give your life to him. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Oh, and here we are. This is our service tonight, and this is the season we're in. Draw nigh to God. Seek his face. You hear me? Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Here it is. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. I don't think he's displeased with us at all. I think he's very pleased with us, but he is still saying, and he's constantly been saying for the last several months, seek my face. Seek my face. Say it with me again. Lord, thy face I seek. So tonight we're going to re-enter. I've asked the Lord to come prepared and the team. And we're going to re-enter into worship. I'm going to do my very best. And like Dave taught us, the Holy Spirit can help. He's our helper in so many ways. He can pray for you, literally pray for you. He can do all of these things. But one thing the Holy Spirit cannot do, he cannot worship for you. He can't do it. And like you, if I'm not careful, my mind will run down the street trying to fix tomorrow's problem and I got to bring it back. No. We're in the presence of not only the King, we're in the presence of my Father. Mind, stop it. We're going to worship him. We're going to seek his face. And if I have to run down the street and get it 10, 15 times while we're doing this, I'm going to go get it every time. My mind is going to bow and worship the King. We are going to seek his face. Amen? So I'm not going to really speak again unless the Lord says something, which I don't anticipate that happening. So, Laura, I pass the torch. You are the minister now. And it's 10. You know, whenever, anytime after 8:30, 8:40, it's up to you and up to you, whatever you feel. Okay? Okay, I'm done. I'm trying to take my hands off. Hallelujah. Love you guys. Good to be home.
This is the air I breathe. And this is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. All my daily bread. And in your presence is where Oh, never be the same. All to Jesus I surrender, will never be the same. All to Jesus I surrender, I'll never be the same.